Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And we know the North Pole is warming because it's a big chunk of ice and you can see it melting. But the South Pole, Antarctica, is actually a chunk of rock with a lot of ice on it. And so detecting warming down there is much more difficult. But global warming skeptics now say that Antarctica is not a place they can point to as an argument against global warming, because scientists using advanced techniques have determined that indeed the South Pole is also warming up. And joining us to talk about it is NASA climate scientist Drew Schindel here in New York. Drew, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, what are the challenges of detecting average temperatures across Antarctica because it's a continent, not a piece of ice?
Well, the main challenge is that it's a continent that's about half again as large as the whole United States, and we only have a few weather stations that are almost all at the coasts. So up until recently, when we've launched satellites, we haven't had any information on what's going on inside.
So based on this new information, what's the scale of the warming you've noticed down there, and does it match what's going on at the North Pole?
Well, now that we've used the satellite information to fill in what's going on over the rest of the continent, we see this picture where the whole continent has been warming over the past 50 years, especially the western portion. And the rate of warming is roughly the same as most of the other areas, most of the other land areas on Earth. It's not quite as rapid as the North Pole, which has been probably about the fastest warming place on the planet, but it's getting close.
People talk about the implications for global warming at the North Pole as causing a rise in ocean levels because there is so much solid water becoming liquid. Is that a different situation at the South Pole?
Well, actually, what we worry about in the north is not so much the sea ice, which has been melting extremely rapidly, and we've got these very dramatic pictures of. We worry about in the north the melting of the ice in Greenland, because, again, that's above sea level rather than floating in the ocean. So if it melts, it raises ocean temperatures. Antarctica is the same as Greenland in that respect, in that if it melts, it increases sea level, and in fact, there's much more water trapped in the ice sheets of Antarctica. So
wow.
Even if this western part that we're seeing this very rapid warming, if that part alone melts, that's enough to raise sea level by about 20 feet worldwide.
Well, not that there's much of a silver lining in this, but is there any chance that they did a sequel to that Penguin movie, that they'll be huddled together in a more tropical setting than the freezing, freezing cold? Is it going to affect wildlife like the polar bears in the north?
There's not as much chance of that, because Antarctica is in general so cold that the average temperature is tens of degrees below zero. So if it rises by a few degrees, it's still quite cold. Penguins should stay happy.
The penguins should stay happy, and I guess the average is still 58 degrees below zero in Antarctica. There's a great map that NASA did that shows this. So where can you find that online?
A good place to look is the Earth Observatory at NASA.
And that's available online at just Google NASA, and you can find it online. It'll also be linked on our website.
Exactly. Type in NASA and Earth Observatory, and you'll get all kinds of great pictures like that.
Especially seeing the scale of warming that scientists have determined is now going on at the South Pole in Antarctica, where there's more water to raise the level of the oceans than is the case in the North Pole. We learned from Drew Schindel, NASA climate scientist, who joined us from New York. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you.